Looming large in the night sky, the Big Dipper has been an old friend to most of us ever since some far-sighted grown-up first pointed it out in our childhood. Its shape is mutating and will appear different in just a few thousand years, but it hasn't changed a bit since we were kids. Poetically, it is spring itself, the season of renewal, when the Dipper reaches its annual high point. These evenings, it hovers high in the north, almost straight up as darkness falls. The Big Dipper floats in a dark, desolate region of the sky, far from the Milky Way. So the Dipper's direction in space offers a crystal clear window to distant galaxies. By the time their incoming images pass the Dipper's stars on their way to us, such galaxy light has already completed 99.999% of the journey to our eyes. Curiously, the Big Dipper is not even a constellation, but a so-called asterism, a segment of Ursa Major, the Big Bear. Big is the correct adjective, since it's the third largest constellation in the heavens, and most of its stars are gravitationally linked. Not simply random line-of-sight alignments, like nearly all other constellations, they're family members, forming a large and loose cluster or association. Of the thousands of such star groups, the Big Dipper is the very nearest to Earth, at just 100 light-years. That's why it appears so large. But its greatest claim to fame remains its ability to guide the beginner to the North Star. These nights, the pointers, the two stars at the end of its bowl, lie at the leftmost edge of the Dipper, pointing downward to a solitary star of their same brightness, Polaris, the pole star. With all that, it's a pleasure merely to gaze at the Dipper the way you did that night long ago, before you knew such facts. Such a dependable and lasting friend is worthy of a springtime salute. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.